This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
You're on Absolutely Everybody with Amy and Zoe and the lovely Mark doing the buttons and dials today. It's a bit of a different show today. We'll be having a bit of more of a chat. Doing a pre-record with Tom Banks that Jody recorded some weeks ago. And he's a very interesting artist and writer and disability advocate. So we'll be listening to his interview and we'll be having a chat about some footy stuff because I can't help myself and I love talking about footy. And we will also be having a chat about the great work that Switchboard do. So we've got plenty on the show today. And first up, we have a song by Radio Inc. called Rocket. It's 5 minutes past midday. You're on Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Amy and Zoe. Welcome, Zoe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for playing with me today on the show. It's good to have you on board.
Thanks for having me. I found out something very interesting about you, Amy.
Yes, we have to have a bit of a conversation, don't we?
Yeah. It was a bit of an education issue earlier on because I thought to myself, I might not be able to come on air with Amy. I had a real problem with a particular condition that she has.
An affliction. An obsession.
It can't be reversed. And she's a Hawks supporter. And everything else I can live with. But the Hawks supporter, I don't know. I'm going to do some work around it and see if I can get over it. But as a Dockers supporter...
You're finding it a little hard, especially after grand final day last year, which I'll let you get
to Ow!
I think you're both nuts. I don't like sport at all, so I'm not going to say anything. No.
You're the calm voice in amongst the...
Yeah, the rabble-rousers.
Rabble-rousers, Mark. Yes. And we appreciate
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can speak for as long as you like, Mark.
All right, thank you. I have no allegiance. I'm fine. I'll go wherever.
you love us all equally. Despite exactly. Despite our strange and weird afflictions for men chasing bits of leather around the field and smacking into each other.
Yeah.
You know, generally.
See, I like men chasing each other around in leather.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. But it's like... Hey. But there's something, which one of these is not like the other?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's a bit of a difference, though.
Okay, leather men, you have to be really specific.
Yeah. You know, it would be quite interesting to have, 40,000 leather-clad people at a footy ground or something.
It would be.
A lad, maybe the lad or somewhere like that can run a football match.
Oh, I think they do have footy teams, yeah. I think they do. I think they've got a team.
Because that would be very interesting. Mm. So, because for those of us that are a little bit crazy and love our sport or footy in general, other people who don't like it just generally think we're nuts, which is true. We are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, so, I do apologise for being a Hawthorn supporter.
Yeah.
But only a little bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know, that's very genuine.
Well, you win some, you lose some. We lost the year before, so
it comes
around.
You guys
will get there again. You'll get your maiden flag soon enough. Pav will kick 10 and it'll be...
I'm dreaming, Amy.
It'll be great stuff. So, I think there's plenty of hope out there for all footy supporters.
Yeah.
Even Melbourne are doing better this season.
They are too.
Although the Collingwood game is a little hard to watch, but they're doing a lot better this season. And St Kilda have just hired their first female assistant coach.
I know.
And Peter Sterling, which I must say I was very, very excited about.
From Port Adelaide to St Kilda.
Yeah, Port Melbourne. She was
Port Melbourne.
Assistant with Gary Ayres, an ex-Hawthorne great. And then before that she was head coach of Darabin, I think.
Yeah.
In the women's
football. You know more than I know.
And I just think, you know, that's great. She got hired for her skills and, you know, her knowledge.
Absolutely.
And her passion, not her gender, which is kind of how it should be.
Absolutely. And how hard is it going to be for those boys when they go out to training and they go, "Wah, this is hard. Yeah. This is hard." She says, "You want to know what hard is?"
Yeah, try going home to two screaming kids or, you know, juggling all of
everything. Spending 10 years, people saying, "Nah, don't think you're up for it, love."
And we saw that this week. I don't know. One of the SBS World Cup commentators, whose name escapes me, she's just been brought on board for the upcoming World Cup. And she said she just cops it all the time because she's a woman. And they say, "What do you know about sport and everything?" But her brother, I think, used to play high-level soccer and was represented Australia many times. Can't remember his name either because I'm a little vague today. But, you know, to attack someone just based on their gender is, it's not cool.
No.
There's plenty of women out there that know heaps about sport and all sorts of things, and there's plenty of men that don't like it as
you do. I was going to say, you guys know a lot more about sports than I do. I don't know anything at all. I'm pretty hopeless when it comes to sports.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Eddie Maguire, he's never played football.
Exactly.
And yet he's allowed to comment on it. He's allowed to.
Has he never played football?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Never.
No. Yeah, I don't think he even played in Broady, which he likes to bring up Broady a lot. Yeah, right. I don't think he ever played there either.
He was a sports journalist. He's always been passionate about sports journalism. Yeah. But, you know, there's lots of people who comment on the game and who, you know, they don't necessarily have to have played to know strategy.
So, yeah, there's plenty going on in the world of footy. And right now it's 14 minutes past midday. You're on Joy 94.9. And this is Guru Moore with a Bayou in New York.
It's all about you, me, and inclusion. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 19 minutes past midday. This is Amy and I'm here with Zoe and Mark.
Woohoo!
And next up we have a pre-record interview that Jody did some weeks ago with a very interesting guy by the name of Tom Banks. Tom is a writer and disability advocate, among many other things. He's also a self-published author, and he also came out during high school around the age of 14. So he's got a very interesting story indeed. And having grown up in Geelong, he's got yet another perspective on growing up in regional Australia and being a little bit different. So we'll learn more about Tom Banks.
Welcome to Absolute Everybody, Tom Banks.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Now, Tom, you wrote a book called Through the Eyes of a Person with a Disability, which you will give the details to our listeners later. Tell us about the book and why you wrote it.
Well, I was 14 and I was it because I was getting bullied, so I wanted people to know what it was like.
Okay, so basically when you were 14, you were actually being bullied at that age, or you started writing the book at 14?
Both.
Yeah, both. So that was quite an adventurous thing for a 14-year-old to start writing a book. So how long did it actually take you to write it?
It got me 1 year to write it, another year to put it all together.
Okay, so 2 years in total. 1 year to write it, 1 year to put it together. Great. Well, look, and there's some great photos in there as well. So one of the things that I've heard stories about, which still baffles me from other people that I know with disabilities, is that they were bullied at school. And in my ignorance, I guess you think that in an environment like that people would be protected. Why does it happen? Is it very naive of people to think that people are, you know, will not bully somebody in a school environment who has a disability?
No, it's because people with disabilities normally watch first bad.
Right. So, Blair, you sort of understood from Tom that it was more about people's perception.
Yes. So what Tom's trying to say is that people that bully people with a disability think that the person won't fight back.
So it's not that they won't fight back, it's that people perceive them as an easy target. Yeah. Do you think that makes people stronger? I mean, I was bullied as a child, not all the time, but I had experiences being bullied. Do you think that builds resilience? It's not not an ideal scenario. But how does that sort of change you as a person?
Well, it made me very strong. Very independent. I've always been really independent.
Tom's always been a really independent person.
Yeah. Well, we might just talk a little bit about that because it's obviously inspired you to start your own business, which it sounds like an amazingly entrepreneurial endeavour for you. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and how long you've been doing it?
So I run a business where I teach people all about how to work with people with disabilities.
So, Blair, do you want to tell us a little bit more too about Tom's business?
So Tom runs a business that teaches people how to manage others with a disability and in terms of communication and just, you know, knowledge on how to deal with it as well.
Yeah. So that's from your experiences, I guess, too, of growing up with a disability and also those bullying, those times in your childhood when you're bullied.
Because people want to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to learn. Yeah. It's really interesting because we talk a lot about, well, you know, the show is absolutely everybody is about people.
Everyone.
And I think that's really true. I think people do want to know. It's the fear of the unknown that makes people react in certain ways. So do you work with people that work within the sector or just community groups?
Just broad.
Yeah,
So around schools and organisations, and I think a lot of Tom's work is by word of mouth as well.
Yeah.
So many people know about him.
Yeah. Look, I have to say, I have heard about you from more than one source, and I actually, for our listeners, I ran into Tom in the Joy lift, and I knew all about him before I even met him, and I actually said, oh, you're Tom. How are you?
Hi.
So with the business is going well. And how can they people find out more information about the business?
People can send me an email.
Yeah, email. The other thing I was going to say is, do you travel anywhere? Because you're based in Geelong.
I travel all over Australia.
Yeah, all over Australia.
Yeah.
So where have you worked?
So I have worked in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. I am going to Adelaide.
Adelaide, yeah. Fantastic. That's great.
Everywhere.
Well, listen, if you want more information, you can visit our Facebook page, which is Absolutely Everybody Radio. We'll have some details on the book and also Tom's business. And it's obviously Tom Banks. So thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Blair.
No worries.
And I do want to say that Tom has been really flexible with this interview and has allowed Blair to... and I can understand that. He's allowed Blair today to and myself to interpret some of the words, which we don't normally do. But, yeah, thank you for being so flexible.
All right.
Thank you. And we'll have you on again, Tom, to talk more about how it's going later on in the year. Thank you. Thanks, Blair. Bye-bye.
No, pleasure.
Joy 94.9.
It's all about news, people and sharing common interests. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 29 minutes past midday. You're with Amy, Mark and Zoe. And that was the fabulous Tom Banks. If you're interested in learning more about Tom, we're actually going to give away a copy of his book next week. So if you've got some interesting stories you want to tell us about, or you want a copy of the book, let us know and we'll see if you are lucky enough to win it. Next up, we have Closure by Owl Eyes.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 27 minutes to one. You're with Amy, Zoe and Mark. And, yeah, we're just chatting about all things sport and worldly and just generally having a good time today, which is very cool indeed. I've just lost my spot. So
that was
I'm going to ramble because I can. Yeah, so I was just going to talk something about the Safe Schools Coalition Symposium that's on this Friday, and I'm actually covering it for absolutely everybody. So if you happen to be going along to the symposium and you see me whizzing around in my chair, come over and say g'day, and you might get on radio. So that would be very cool indeed. And I'll be hearing some great speakers. Senator Scott Ryan is talking, as is Senator Penny Wong, and I'm very much looking forward to that one.
That's excellent.
As well as Mr. Clem Newton Brown, who is the state member for Paran and the Parliamentary Secretary for Education in the Victorian government. And we also have Jason Ball, who we've actually interviewed on this show, who is a country footballer and also a anti-homophobia campaigner, and he will also be giving a keynote address.
Wow, that's going to be great. So, on Friday. Yeah,
I must say I'm a bit of a conference nerd, so when the opportunity came up to cover it for the show, I was like, pick me, I want to go. I love a good conference. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. And I would say they probably have a few spots available if you haven't registered already. So if you're thinking about it, jump on board. It doesn't cost all that much to go, and it starts from, I think, registration's at 9 a.m., and all the action kicks off at 9:30 till 5 at 700 Burke Street in the NAB building.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
So, yes, and that there'll be workshops run by Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, I think, and different organisations as well. And I'll be going to the trans workshop and advocacy in schools workshop.
We're so lucky to have the Schools Coalition, aren't we? They're just awesome to have people that are out there advocating about inclusion in schools.
It's so heartening because it's really, really tough when you're different in school, and it's so nice to see that there's people out there, queer and otherwise, who are just saying, you know what, no, we don't want people to feel like they're have to oppress who they are or pretend something. We want people to be who they are and be comfortable and be free to express themselves and proud.
And be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well. That's so, all.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's really heartening that we've got that going on. And sort of following on from that, I was reading an interesting article a couple of weeks ago in the Age, I think it was, by Ryan Anderson Morley, talking about his experience and coming out in playing footy. And he plays for the Yarra. Oh, I've got it here somewhere. One of the local
leagues. It's the Seddon Yarraville team, isn't it?
Yeah, the Seddon Yarraville Eagles. There That's we right. go. Thank you, Mark.
I knew something about sport. Yeah.
I know. Look at you go.
Mark it down. It's an epic day.
Epic day.
Yeah. yeah, and, you know, he's just talking about his struggles and how hard it was to listen to people making jokes that, you know, we've all heard them, and we know that a lot of the time people don't mean it. Yeah. That way, but it still really hurts when people make derogatory comments And things like, oh, that's so gay. Or
yeah, it doesn't make you feel like you feel any more comfortable to be out and be yourself.
So I give kudos to everyone who's able to come out, especially playing sport these days, because I think we're certainly moving in the right direction, and people like Jason Ball have made it a bit easier. I'm not sure that Australian society is quite ready for an AFL player to come out. Well, I wish they would. But
I think they are.
Yeah, I think they are too.
I think they are, definitely. But it just hasn't happened yet. And I guess it's a bit like being a little bit pregnant. You can't just kind of go out and go, oh, no, I was making it up. Sorry.
I grew up in New South Wales, and I actually had Ian Roberts. He was in from Manly, the NRL, and then he went to the Cowboys up in Far North Queensland. Yeah. And, you know, he was, when I was, not growing up, I was a little bit older, but he was a sort of a role model. He was out and proud gay man playing a first division league game, and it was great to see that. That was back in the 90s, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sport and business, the two areas, you know, media, entertainment, you know, all those areas people, you know, expect GLBTI people to be, stereotypically. But, you know, even today, was it John Brown from an ex-CEO of BP? You know, he's just written a book, The Glass Closet, all about, you know, being the only CEO in a Fortune 500 company to actually be out, you know, but he had to do it after he left, you know, and said he'd lied for years and years and years because there was just no acceptance of it. And, you know, so still we've got a way to go in that area. There's some, but good on him. He's at least.
And I can't remember his name, but the CEO of Apple is out as well, I believe, at the moment.
Oh, they've got very queer-friendly policies.
Yeah, definitely.
From what I can gather.
Yeah.
So making strides slowly.
We are definitely making strides. And as we said, the Safe School Symposium proves that because, you know, when you and I were at school, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't anything like that. You kind of had to, you know, make sure that when you told someone, there was someone you could trust so that not everyone in the school found out and kind of posted it everywhere within half an hour. I mean, Facebook didn't exist when we were
at
school.
Thank God.
Thank goodness
for that, because, you know, if you have a bad experience now at school, I don't know how you turn it off. Like,
You can't really, can you? So that it's managing all of that, all that social media, and young people are so connected in, aren't they? And, I guess there's that, the whole aspect of cyberbullying that they have to manage.
Yeah, we didn't grow up with, which was good. Because, I mean, I was so careful at school not to come out. Mm. I was like, I think there were kids that suspected I was gay. I wasn't overly camp, but, I was really careful not to come out. There was actually a guy in my high school that was out, and it was actually quite good. A lot of people actually protected him and made sure that he wasn't bullied, extent. But, it was a very brave thing to do back in the 80s when I was in high school. Yeah. Very brave.
Yeah, and the Safe Schools Coalition just does some great work around making it possible, giving teachers, giving allies a language, you know, because the allies hear a lot more, I think, sometimes than we do. You know, people just automatically go, oh, well, you're straight, so therefore I can be really homophobic, misogynistic and racist and say all these things to you because you're like me, making these assumptions. And I sometimes think that the allies that are around me do a lot more work than I have to do. So I'm really grateful for those people.
Yeah, I think that's true. Another friend of mine at uni, she was always like that because one of her parents is gay.
Yeah, right.
And so she was always challenging people and saying, no, I find that really offensive.
Why
did you say that?
Yeah, wow. And, that's a hard thing to do.
It was very, very hard, and I didn't have the guts to do that sort of thing for a long time.
Mm.
But luckily she inspired me to do that. So, it's...
Now you do it for other people all the time.
Well, hopefully we can do it for other people. You're on Joy 94.9. It's 18 minutes to 1. And we have Someday Soon by Natalie Bathingthwaite.
It's all about you, me and inclusion. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 13 minutes to 1. And before I forget, if you want to drop us a line or get in touch with us here at Absolutely Everybody, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY949, as the lovely Enecto team at Footscray did, saying that it's actually not my fault that I support Hawthorn, and, you know, everyone has their fault.
It is your fault. Come on.
But, you know, what can I say? So if you want to drop us an email, let us know at onair@joy.org.au or Facebook us at Absolutely Everybody Radio, and tell us your stories, and then you might be in the running to win that fabulous book from Tom Banks.
That looks great.
It does. Yeah. Sound interesting. I might have a quick read before we get away.
He's got such a diverse background, and I'm really looking forward to him coming in this week for our councillors. I think he's going to be on our panel, and I'm a bit excited that I'm going to get to meet him.
Yeah, tell us a bit about the panel. What's the panel getting up to?
That's for councillors. So I'm at Switchboard, and which is basically a community organisation to support people in the GLBTIQ community. So there's a telephone helpline. There's also basically a phone friend service. So if someone's just feeling like a bit of a chat, they can just ring, at any time between 5:30 and 10:30 every night. And we train up the counsellors, so people who want to be on the phones and give that support to – it's a peer support service, so you're always talking to someone who's GLBTIQ on the other side. And this week is Diversity Week, so the councillors have got 3 more weeks of their training. And, so we've got Tom coming in, and we've got a couple of other people that are coming in as well. Someone talking about religious diversity as well.
Oh, nice.
And someone talking about bisexuality.
Good.
I'm trying to think what the fourth person was. I think it was about trans.
Trans, yeah.
Covering of trans today, this week as well.
Yeah. So, sounds great. Diversity and inclusion stuff.
Yeah. It's all about those subcultures within GLBTI.
And you do have to be careful about the way the language that you use with the subcultures as well. If you got to know the right terms, you got to know, you know, you don't want to offend anyone. That's the last thing you want to do. So
and we all come from our own perspectives, I guess. And ultimately, then, you know, when it comes to it, we know how to talk about our own stuff.
Mm.
But when it comes to talking about other people's stuff or being respectful of where other people are coming from, well, how do you know unless, you know, you get an opportunity to kind of ask those really stupid questions or those really direct questions, you know, to people and say, you know, what do you... One of the first exercises we do actually is we do a pronouns exercise to see what people want to be called before we start the program. So on everyone's name tag, they've got, you know, he, she, z, whatever their...
Your preference is. Yeah.
And it's got to be on a name tag because I tell you what, people, I've got no memory. So if it's not written on the name tag, I'm probably going to make a mistake.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm hopeless with names and stuff like that. So need the name tag, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's a really good exercise because it reminds you that everyone can be different.
Yeah.
And might have a completely different perspective.
Mm. And celebrating difference is the important part for us. It's not about everyone melding in and fitting the same, but, you know, having the right to be different.
Yeah. And creating a safe space to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want it to be in an environment where it's okay to actually ask, as you said, the silly or the seemingly obvious questions. But then it leads to other great questions. And then people are suddenly way more aware of how their language and their interactions with people actually impact on people.
I learn something all the time. I mean, I've been in training, doing training of one sort or the other around, you know, diversity for about 15, 20 years. And I still, every time I learn something, you know, because you have a new group of people who bring their own experience into the room, you go, right, I never knew what that was, you know, I never knew how to say that or what that was about or, you know.
So that's awesome that we can still learn so much from each other and have that, you know, fresh and new experience when interacting with people, because I think sometimes people are too afraid of difference and don't want to actually ask.
And it's so easy and it's so easy to make yourself feel like you're the other, that you don't actually fit in.
Mm.
When in fact you do fit in. It's just that you might not have met someone who has your difference.
Yeah, or that's all. That clicks with you enough to kind of look past the difference and go, yeah, but what else?
Yeah.
What else is there?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I can see obvious or, you know, is that not so obvious for people that have, you know, different kinds of disabilities that aren't as visible and all that kind of thing.
Well, it's like you being a Hawthorne supporter, you know. I mean, I'm working
that's
with
a hidden disability and you're clearly struggling with it.
I think you're both bad for liking sports in the first place.
But, you know, if there's a choice between brown and gold or purple... And purple, green and red as you were when you first came into the league.
And look, I'm loving the fact that you recognise our roots. I'm loving the fact that you know, you haven't just gone the purple and white. I'm loving the purple, red and green.
No, I'm a little obsessed, so I remember the issues of that. I could watch footy, you know, 20 hours a weekend.
Wow. I have a few people to introduce you to. Yeah. I tell you,
My record is 5 matches in a weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was pretty epic. I was pretty knackered after that.
But, yeah.
Haven't done that for a few years, although I want to try and do it maybe 3 in a weekend before the end of this season. Because I think that would be great fun.
There's plenty of opportunity for it.
But, yeah, there's plenty of opportunity. And I'm just going to prattle on more about sport after the break. Next up, we're here because I can. Yay!
I think it's time to play some Marsha.
It is time to play some Marsha. What Marsha have we got from Marsha today?
We have...
Time of Our Lives.
Time of Our Lives by Marsha Hines here on Joy 94.9.
It's all about you, me and inclusion. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
It's 1:58. You're on Joy 94.9 with Amy, Zoe and Mark. And thanks so much for coming in and having a chat today, guys. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Great coming into play.
It's flown by.
And it has really flown by. And thanks, everyone, for listening to my footy ramblings. I might say I've enjoyed myself immensely and I'll try to put a lid on it for the next few weeks. Next week on the show, we're going to have... more of a chat about the Safe School Symposium, and Stephanie Amir is going to come in and have a chat to us about what happened at the symposium, and I will have been there as well, and we'll have some hopefully great vox pops and little interviews to share with you as well. We'll have our community notice board, and with a bit of luck, we're going to have the fabulous Raina from Technogaze talking about gadgets that help people, in particular with the disabilities and various needs. So that will be very cool indeed. So stay tuned and say good day. And I hope you have a great week, everyone. And thanks so much for joining us. It's been a really fun time and I've enjoyed steering the ship today. So thank you so much and join us next week for more great chats here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.